Finalists for the Scholar Athlete Award are announced, and a couple of Hall of Famers met for the first time in 1958. I'm John Ross, and this is This Week in High School Sports, powered by the Michigan Achievement Scholarship. The winners of the MHSAA Scholar Athlete Award, presented by Farm Bureau Insurance, will be announced starting next week. From the 1,513 applications received, 120 have been named finalists, and the top 32 will each receive a $2,000 scholarship. This is the 36th year of the Scholar Athlete Award, and during that time, Farm Bureau has handed out more than $1.1 million in scholarships to nearly 1,000 student athletes. The number of winners and size of the scholarships have grown over the years. 32 scholarships have been awarded since the 2005-2006 school year, and they've received $2,000 since 2022. Applicants must be graduating seniors during the current school year and carry an unrounded 3.5 on a 4.0 scale grade point average and have won a varsity letter in one of the 28 sports for which the MHSAA sponsors a postseason tournament. Candidates are judged on their academic, athletic, and other extracurricular accomplishments, plus community involvement and a short essay on the importance of sportsmanship in educational athletics. The winners from Class C and Class D will be announced on February 4th. Class B winners will be announced the following week on February 11th, and the winners from Class A will be announced on February 18th. All announcements will be made on MHSAA.com, so be sure to check us out online to see who won. It's time for Game Balls, when we highlight a trio of standout performances from the past week. First, Grand Rapids Northview's Brady Schwartz. He hit a jumper as time expired to give the Wildcats a 57-55 win over South Christian. Schwartz had 13 in the game. Millington's Brad Coleman scored 34 in a 56-52 win over Cass City and became the school's all-time leading scorer in the process. He's up to 1,736 points and counting. And to the Dearborn Fordson wrestling team, who narrowly defeated crosstown rival Dearborn in a KLAA East matchup.
Graduating seniors could qualify for a tuition-free skill certificate or associate degree through the new Community College Guarantee, no matter their GPA or your household income. Or if your child plans to attend a four-year university or career school, the Michigan Achievement Scholarship Program has them covered. They could get up to $27,500 toward a bachelor's degree or up to $4,000 for career training. Complete the FAFSA to get started at mi.gov/achievement.
Our weekly Be the Referee feature takes a look at the fine art of officiating with registered official Paige Winnie.
During a high school wrestling match, wrestler A executes a takedown on wrestler B near the edge of the mat. Wrestler A's foot slash toe remain in contact with the mat inside the boundary line, while all of wrestler B's body is outside of the boundary. Is the action considered inbounds, and should points be awarded for the takedown? Yes, a match is considered inbounds if at least one point of contact of either wrestler is inside or on the boundary line. In this scenario, wrestler A's foot slash toe in contact with the mat inside the boundary satisfies this requirement. Therefore, the takedown is valid, and wrestler A should be awarded the appropriate points.
Thanks, Paige. Now more than ever, we need officials. If you're interested, please go to the MHSAA website now to register. The 1958 Class A Boys Basketball Final featured not one, but two future Basketball Hall of Famers. Dave DeBuscher of Detroit Austin Catholic knocked off Chet Walker in Benton Harbor 71-68 to win the title that year. DeBuscher scored 32 for Austin, while Walker had 25 for the Tigers. It was the first time the two squared off against one another before both had long NBA careers. They were both selected in the 1962 NBA draft, DeBuscher by the Pistons and Walker by the Syracuse Nationals. They were both named the NBA All-Rookie Team in 1963. Walker won an NBA title with the Philadelphia 76ers, while DeBuscher won two playing for the New York Knicks. Walker was inducted into the Naismith Memorial Basketball Hall of Fame in 2012. DeBuscher was inducted in 1983. DeBuscher also pitched for the Chicago White Sox for two seasons, making him one of 13 to ever play in both the NBA and Major League Baseball. To read more about the careers of two legendary basketball players who starred at Michigan high schools, please check out MHSAA.com. You've been listening to This Week in High School Sports, powered by the Michigan Achievement Scholarship, a production of the MHSAA Network. Thanks for joining us. I'm John Ross. We'll be back next week.